Further unfinished business, Senator Miller.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from 12:30 tomorrow afternoon until early morning plane time on Thursday morning for state personal business.
And please wish your in-laws happy anniversary. Retirement. Happy retirement. Further unfinished business? Announcements. Any conference committees? Senator Tim Kelly.
Madam President, on Friday, the Oliver Hazard Perry class guided missile frigate, USS George Phillip, will be in Juneau, and the Joint Armed Services Committee is going to be invited on board for refreshments early in the evening, so I'm just putting everybody on notice that Friday night, if we're still in town, I suspect we will be, that we'll get to board the naval frigate.
Any other announcements? Senator Taylor?
Tentative announcement, depending upon return of legal opinions from Alaska, from our legislative council concerning those matters of impeachment, it may be necessary to hold a Judiciary Committee hearing tomorrow. If so, we will try to hold that, excuse me, at 10:30 in the morning.
Other announcements? Do we have special orders? Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Madam President. Request permission to speak on linkage.
Hearing no objection, Senator Wilkin, you have the floor.
Madam President, a couple of years ago when the legislation went through the 20th legislature regarding the Anchorage International Airport, I said to the Finance Committee, I said, you show me a great airport, I'll show you a great state. And I still believe that. I think that the things that are happening at the Anchorage Airport today are exciting. And a lot of people don't realize that the Anchorage and the Fairbanks Airport are very much connected. And let me talk about that linkage for a moment. I don't need to tell many of you that the senator to my left in his district has a refinery, Williams Refinery, that supplies almost all the JP-8 and all the jet fuel for Anchorage International Airport. Every little gallon that goes out of the Williams Refinery, we keep a little bit in North Pole and Fairbanks, and my constituents and the constituents of the senator from East Fairbanks and from North Pole, they work there. So certainly we appreciate that ability to sell that product to those people that use Anchorage International. Also, we're linked in the fact that the FAA ETOPS rules require there be a diversion airport for Anchorage International and likewise for Fairbanks Airport. And so we're absolutely linked. Without one or the other, we would not have 500 flights a week landing in Anchorage. We should get excited as Alaskans when President Hamilton and the mayor of our biggest city talk about logistics. We should get excited when they talk about, and they're exactly right, a generation from now, when you sit down at your computer to order a sweater, you won't know, nor will you care, whether that sweater comes from Taiwan, Taipei, or Little Rock, Arkansas. And it'll get to your house just about as quickly from any of those locations, and those things coming from the Far East and from abroad will come through Anchorage International Airport. We should get excited. I got excited on Saturday when we had a chance to sit with Tom Case, General Tom Case, three-star general out of Elmendorf. And he said to us, the group that was sitting there chatting with him, the military's vision for 20 years is that Alaska, Anchorage, Fairbanks, and one other location perhaps, will become the global logistics hub for the Northern Hemisphere. Goodness, what economic development that is. We should be excited about that. We should be proud of that. Madam President, Billy Mitchell was right. And as you know, there's a fundraising effort going on right now. This body, the other, gave $150,000 in capital money for the Anchorage International Airport effort to participate in the military quadrennial review, and they're trying to raise $50,000 as their share of that for this effort to go forward and to show the linkage between the civilian and the military component of this exciting idea. Madam President, on behalf of my mayor, Mayor Hove, behalf of the senator from East Fairbanks, senator from North Pole, and myself, I'd like to let you know that the Fairbanks North Star Borough is contributing $5,000 to that effort. Mayor Hove is sponsoring a resolution, and that money, I'm sure, will be forthcoming to that effort to the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation. And just like we do on public radio, the city of Fairbanks and North Star Borough encourage all other communities in the state to participate in this exciting effort. Because the Anchorage International Airport grows, all of Alaska grows, and the people of my borough are proud to participate. Thank you.
Further special orders? Senator Mackey? Senate will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? Are there any other special orders? Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. I move the Senate adjourn until 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
Adjourn until 5 p.m. tomorrow.